Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGroarty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks City Council unanimously defeated a bed tax hike. The current 8% hotel-motel tax pays for tourism marketing, community organization grants, and city services. Mayor Jim Matherly proposed increasing the room tax to 9.5% this year, 10% next year, and 10.5% in 2021. The additional revenue, about $600,000 this year to $1 million by 2021, would all go towards city services. But the council voted it down after hearing opposition from industry representatives.
Bottom line, vote no tonight, please.
Kathy Hedges chairs the city's tourism marketing organization, Explore Fairbanks. A 30-year veteran of the industry, Hedges was critical of hiking the single industry tax.
Right now, the decision you are looking to make is that is it appropriate for us to tax one segment over the other? It just happens to be you're looking at the visitor industry.
It makes us less competitive. Every dollar that we charge more than anybody else as a destination makes us a less competitive destination.
Candlewood Suites manager Lloyd Husky said the hotel industry might have supported the proposed bed tax increase if the additional revenue was invested back in tourism.
If this was going to, a convention center or more towards the Explore Fairbanks, there might be a little bit more amiability to this.
What will hurt tourism is public safety and the issues we're having around public safety in downtown.
Mayor Jim Matherly pointed to budget pressure on essential services like police and fire due to shrinking state funding, a situation he said is driving new local revenue proposals.
2 years ago, I put an increase in the property taxes on the ballot. I got roundly hammered for that. It was turned down by the voters.
Only two people voiced support for the bed tax hike. Peter Stern pointed to budget strain on another area of city services.
The city has cut the budget level of public works for road maintenance and winter maintenance to a point where it's becoming extremely difficult to get good service out to the residents.
Council members acknowledged the need to raise more revenue and agreed to work on new ideas. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.